An Iranian pastor receives good news. Bail is set for a 14-year-old Pakistani Christian girl, and Malawi has Christian television. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani was back in court over the weekend. Many believe he was going to receive additional charges, but Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says that wasn't the case.
Instead, the court withdrew the guilty verdict for apostasy and the resulting death sentence. They pronounced him guilty of acts of evangelism to Muslims and sentenced him to 3 years in prison. He had been in prison 2 years and 11 months, so they accepted a bail payment and allowed him to go free 1 month early. So he is back with his family right now.
Nettleton says the international pressure that you helped with had an impact.
I think if nobody had ever heard of Pastor Yusuf, this would be a much different story, and I don't think he'd be home with his family right now.
Keep praying. Sometimes after Christians are released, they face persecution and even death. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that a judge in Pakistan granted bail Friday to Rimsha Masih, who faces blasphemy charges. However, it's not safe for Masih and her family to return home. Meanwhile, the law itself is under scrutiny as the case unfolds. The mullah at the local mosque who framed her, well, he faces blasphemy charges himself. There's a call growing to get the charges against Rimsha dropped. Pray that Christians in Pakistan will be the light that draws their neighbors to Jesus. This is Mission Network News. Is Russia turning the clocks backward as it relates to religious freedom? Russian Christians are uncertain after the Holy Trinity Church in Moscow was demolished last week. Russian Ministry's Paul Tokarchuk is in Moscow and says police and civil volunteers
opened the gates and doors and got inside and took all belongings, some sound equipment, some other things that, as usually in the church, are, and just start to destroy walls and step by step.
He says the demolition's making headlines all over the country. Holy Trinity was ordered off the property in 2005, but it wasn't given an alternative location. Will this prevent Russian ministries from helping local churches?
Sometimes it will be hard. We will still keep going and helping church to raise young generation leaders to proclaim the gospel, even in the midst of some restrictions.
That happens through Schools Without Walls training, and you can support that work at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, flooding reached new intensity in waterlogged Senegal. At least 9 people were killed. Christian Aid Mission says the record-level rainwater eroded buildings and hardened hearts. An influential Muslim leader and his family came to Christ after experiencing love and hearing the gospel from Christian Aid partners. Pray this disaster shows the power of Christ's salvation to more Senegalese. Send help to flood victims at missionnetworknews.org. And on a whirlwind trip to Malawi, Jim Heck and 3 others from HCJB Global set up a TV station in less than a month.
If I ever wrote a book about this, I would call it How God Gave the African Bible Colleges of Malawi a Television Station and Let Me Go Along for the Ride.
Equipment hassles pushed the team's work right to deadline. Heck found strength in Isaiah 46:10.
God is speaking in those verses, and he says, I will accomplish my will because I know the end from the beginning.
Now that the station's up, students will learn how to piece together a broadcast.
It's a developing picture for them. They had no experience, so they're on a learning curve.
Pray for students as they learn how to produce and edit for television. Pray for college leadership as they seek God's guidance.
If your folks will pray for them in that regard, I know they'll see his hand pointing them in the future and they'll follow it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're using satellite television to offer the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.